spring buying season. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes climbed 4.4% last month. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 23rd for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car. Enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. How are you on this Friday? Well, this is Linda Bott, and Carl is off the grid, shall we say. He is bound and determined that he painted his face and he's in camo. He's floating around, you know. I'm not sure if he's in a tree or the bottom of a tree, but, you know, he's up there in Gobble Gobble country and said, honey, please take the show. And so here I am. I'm very excited to be here today. We have a packed full show, like we said. Jared, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
What'd you do last night?
I watched TV.
You did? And What are you watching?
I was watching Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, Amy's here, and so she goes, did you see my favorite?
That's my favorite, yes.
Really? Oh, well,
I love Mystery Science Theater.
Now, see, if you sat in a room of 50 people... How many people would say that they have that in common?
Maybe two. Nobody knows what it is. And I'm like, you're missing out on the best thing ever.
Well, it's KCNR 1460. And if you have any calls or you'd like to call in calls or anything you want to talk about this morning, give us a call at 605-4567. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the weather. It's currently 50 degrees. Our highs today are going to be 79. It's a beautiful, clear day and mostly clear tonight. It was so beautiful yesterday. I had a frenzy. I took all of the bedding, all the pillows. I probably did 5 loads of laundry. I hung everything out on the line, took the down comfort, everything went outside. You know, sprayed it with the lavender and put it in the sun, just said bake in the sun and just, you know, because this has been so funky for so long. So anyway, today, again, our highs are 79. Tomorrow calls for a high of 72, mostly sunny and mostly cloudy with our lows of around 49. Later on at 7:30 hour, we've got Jim Bremer coming in talking about a really incredible flight and a plane that's going to be up in Benton Airfield. So we're really excited to hear about that. Great weekend for flying. Great weekend for a lot of stuff. But let's go with our morning Friday guest, Pet of the Week. Good morning, Amy. And you're swaddling this cute little kitten.
I am. I'm swaddling him because he's just a baby.
I mean, literally, she has him swaddled. Okay, so...
I call it a burrito.
And that's why you watch sci-fi.
Yeah.
He's just an off-the-wall humor.
It's called a burrito. Uh-huh. So he's just a little kitten burrito right now. He actually prefers it. He likes it. It makes him calm and swaddled like a baby.
Like
swaddled
a baby.
Up.
Yeah, swaddled
up. So Julius here, who I've been lovingly referring to as Julius McFloof, because he's floofy. Mm-hmm. He is about 3 months old. And he came to the shelter as a teeny tiny baby with his mommy. And he actually went into foster care, and now that he's big enough, he's back at the shelter and ready to be adopted.
How old would it, what are we talking about, 6 weeks?
No, he's
8 weeks?
Closer to like 10, probably.
Oh, okay, just a little.
He's just little.
So fawn kitty, like a fawn color.
Like a, a orange. Buff.
Yeah. And so what's happening, you've got some kind of expo coming up, but we always like to bring in the pet of the week because we want to acknowledge definitely of the things that are going on with Haven.
Yes, so we are busy. We have been very busy. So we have an outreach this weekend. So we'll have a booth at the Whole Earth Festival at the City Hall, and that's going to be fun. And then we also have Pet Fest coming up, which everybody's really excited about. Pet Fest is going to be at Haven, and that's May 6th from noon to 6. Vendors, food. It's a free, it's free for the community, for anybody to come out. It's kid-friendly. It's dog-friendly, so you can bring your dogs. They're going to have some demonstrations. Splash Dogs is going to be there, so it's going to be fun. So,
What's your favorite event at...
You know what? This is going to be my first one because I know they did it different last year. It was like Dogathon and another one combined, and now it's like Dogathon's a separate, and now Pet Fest is a new thing. So this is going to be my first one, and I'm really, really excited because I keep hearing about Splash Dogs, so I'm really excited about that, the big pool and the dogs. And there's a Wes Mutster dog show, so that's really awesome.
West Mutster.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the hours again. You are open on the weekends.
We are open on Saturday from 11 to 5. Mm-hmm. We start answering phones at 8:30 if you need any, most of our kennels open at 11 just because everybody cleans in the morning. Got to get everybody shiny and pretty for their walkthroughs, so we have to make sure the place looks nice.
So let's talk a little bit about, we can do the light and the fluffy, which is great, like we're adopting a pet, but let's talk about how long you've been at Haven now and that how you were selected to be, what exactly is your job title?
I have about four.
Okay, let's talk about that.
So I'm the assistant manager of adoptions. I do media outreach, as I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. I do plain outreach, which is like events, weekends, things, anything. I coordinate that, so I'm the outreach coordinator. And I'm the rescue coordinator, which is a huge part of my job. So basically my job is to get animals out of the shelter into rescues that maybe have more space than we do. They have maybe more resources than we do and can give the animals a fighting chance. Like, they have a chance with us because we are becoming no kill, but that is because we rely a lot on awesome rescues that can help us out when we're overwhelmed or, we are open admission. We can't turn stray dogs away just because we don't have space. So we have to make space for them.
For instance, you're taking 26.
Yeah, today.
Cat kittens?
Yeah, cat, most adults.
Okay,
yeah.
To
another humane society that's more equipped to hold. They have a large place for cats. They have a lot more than we do. And you'll find in other places, like right now, the weather here usually tends to make kitten season happen a little sooner than it does in other places. So they maybe haven't seen kittens in a few months and are, desperately needing kittens. Everybody's coming in every day. You guys don't have kittens. You don't have kittens. So I bring them kittens. So that takes a load off of us. It helps them get more adoptions. And these are from bigger cities who, obviously, like I said, have more resources than we do. And while we do our absolute best for the animals, sometimes the best for them is sending them to another humane society where they'll have, a quicker chance at getting adopted. Yeah. Whereas we don't have, obviously, we're a smaller town on the city side of some of these places. I'm talking like Portland and places in the Bay Area that are a lot bigger, and they have a lot, the population's bigger, which means you get more adoptions just from people walking in the door because there's more people. So they're equipped to handle more animals than we are.
Well, thank you so much, Amy, for being with us. And I think it's very interesting about the body of Haven Humane. I think as we go through life and day-to-day, just our day-to-day realities and struggles, it's that you are such an integral part of our community here because you're controlling, helping to try to control. And I bet you when you see this, the kitty season is upon us, that you just get appalled at people that do not spay and neuter their pets.
Yes.
It's like you just, I got to tell you, yesterday, I have to share this story with you. I I was driving back. First of all, I've had people don't know my. I've had trouble with the front end of my Jeep, back and forth, back and forth. So anyway, just kind of was irritated with that. I'm driving back on Market Street, and I'm turning over there where the Starbucks says. There, the traffic's backed up because there's a German Shepherd running around.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking. Where's that dog from? And then there was another dog. And there's some tweaker girl standing on the side of this. I hate to say this, you guys. I sound so mean. But she's standing on the sidewalk, just kind of talking to people, you know, doing the head shake roll. And these dogs are running free. And I was like, you know, I was just, I found my heart rate going up, I was enraged. Like, one of these dogs is going to get killed. What do I do? It's like a parent who lets her kids just run free on the freeway.
That's what it feels like to me when I see that. When I see dogs without a leash, everything I think of in my head is like the worst thing that could happen. And I'm just constantly looking because I'm like, please don't let that dog run on the road. Please don't let that dog run on the road.
Okay. So
because
what do
not only that, but imagine being that person. In a car that hits a dog because someone wouldn't put it on a leash. And that feels terrible.
Yes.
That's not fair to them either.
No.
You know,
but when you're tweaking or whatever, you could see this gal.
And that's why there are leash laws.
Oh.
So.
Well, I didn't know at that particular point. That's what I'm trying to get to is, you know, who would you call at that particular
point? You would call Haven.
And that number is?
241-1653. That's the adoption number. But 241-2550 is animal control.
Okay.
So you can reach animal control at either number because we can transfer you to the other department, but that's definitely something. Yeah, anything unsafe like that with animals, it's starting to get warm. And the reports will start coming in, and they will keep coming in all summer long of people leaving their animals in cars. It's not okay to leave your dog in a car in the middle of the summer.
Exactly.
It's not okay.
It's even if it's in one of the, travel van.
Yeah.
With the air conditioning on.
Yeah.
But anyway, again, about those loose dogs, I wasn't sure whether I should pull over, and I couldn't see them then. But I know that we had a big traffic jam there for about five minutes trying to figure out, you know, geez, coming both ways. Hey, we're over break time. Thanks for staying with us, Amy. Again, Haven Humane, Pet of the Week. We have cute little kittens. They need to be adopted. So check out Haven Humane. You open today yet?
At 11.
All right, we're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
Don't miss the 11th Annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free admission, featuring over 130 exhibitors, live music on two stages, including Miracle Mile Records, The Brothers Comatose, and the Innovation Tent with insightful presentations all day. Visit the Whole Earth Children's Zone, designed for children of any age, the STEM Tent for young people 10 to 18, a climbing wall, and as always, plenty of food and craft beer. For more info, go to WholeEarthAndWatershedFestival.org.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Roundup office or online at theredbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, the Carl, minus the Carl today. He's, like I said, he's off the grid, I think somewhere up there, and the turkeys better watch out because, you know, you got to be up there. It was 3:45 in the morning when he left. Maybe it was more like 4:15. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Very excited about our guests that we have here. A couple things I need to remind you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. I was just in there yesterday. You know, it is a club. Club atmosphere, great workout, aqua personal training program as well, unique saltwater pool. And inside of Wellgate Sports Club is Boheme Spa. So if you become a particular kind of member with the Wellgate Sports Club, the Boheme, you get two spa treatments a month included in that. So, of course, I definitely take advantage of that. And so Wellgate Sports Club, it's really clean and it's efficient and it's lovely. And anyway, they sponsor our show, and I want to just give them a shout-out to them as well. Okay, let's go back to the weather. It's currently 50 degrees, and our highs today will be 79, lows of 52. Tomorrow calls for a high of 72 with our lows of 49. Sunday is a beautiful 71. Sunday night with around 49, and Monday calls for, we're gonna get a little bit of rain on Monday and Monday night, and then again on Tuesday. But the weekend is beautiful, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now let's get on to our guest this morning, somebody who is near and dear to our hearts, always has been a huge aviation and a radio guy. He was with us when we first started KCNR 1460. In fact, Bob Belongi and Jim Brimmer are the ones responsible for helping us actually launch KCNR. So, Jim, welcome to the show this morning. Good morning.
Thanks, and it's good to be back here in the studio that Bob and I remember when we first looked at this room, it was piled high with all kinds of junk and stuff, and we're going, you want to do what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you go back to your radio beginning days, there was no challenge that you couldn't go through or achieve. When you think about what it was to build, you were one of those guys. You build radios, yeah. You fix radios.
Yeah. It was fun.
You're an electronic guy.
Yeah, and now I'm in sales. I work for a two-way radio shop here in Reading Valley Industrial Communications.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
So I'm enjoying that as well. But as you said, I'm a big aviation guy. I'm a pilot, and just love everything to do with flying, and that's why I'm here this morning to talk about something very special that's in Reading for the next few days, and that is an authentic, not a reproduction, it's the real thing, a World War II era B-17. I'm with the local chapter of the Experimental Aircraft Association, and we're part of a national, actually international organization called EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association. It's a nonprofit, by the way, as our chapter
E-A-A
is. EAA.
Is it? Experimental
Aircraft Association.
Okay, all right.
It's been around since the early 1950s. It was really designed to help people, encourage people to design and build their own airplanes. although a lot of EAA members, like myself, we don't build planes, but we have regular planes, but we just love aviation. And one of the things we do that I think is great is we take young people flying on a regular basis. It's called Young Eagles. And we've flown, I mean, the organization has flown, has done more than 2 million flights now of taking young people up in the air. We just had an event last Saturday, which was very successful.
Oh, so it was Easter weekend.
Yeah, okay. It was last Saturday.
Yes, it's always very successful. So you've been part of that, Young Eagles. Is that part of the EAA?
Yes, yeah. That's one of the things we do. Harrison Ford has been a past Young Eagles chairman, and Sean Tucker, and Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles from the Miracle on the Hudson, they're past EAA Young Eagles flight leaders.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, Jim, I love the passion. I remember when you first came, you know, the radio guy, and of course, it just makes sense. You know, it's electronic, it's controls, and here you have like a machine that's flying in the air.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. And speaking of nothing like it, we're going to talk about the B-17. It is, it's been here a few times in the past. Our chapter brought it to town again this time, and it's going to be here today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's out at Reading Municipal Airport. It's parked on the ramp in front of Reading Jet Center. It is just a beautifully restored airplane. It's, you know, people get on it, and they expect, you know, if you've flown on an airline before, you know how it is. You know, you've got the, you know, all the comforts and plush seats and all that sort of thing. B-17s were built to do for a job. They were built to go to war, to drop bombs, to fight the enemy. They did an excellent job of that.
All right, so it's the real, like, not light aluminum.
What's that?
It's not light aluminum.
Well, it's I don't know what the plane weighs, but it's so. In fact, I heard the number yesterday. But it's a big airplane. It has a wingspan of about 100 feet. Let's see, we take about 10 passengers at a time, so a crew of about 12. There were almost 13,000 of these built for the war effort in World War II, and there are only about 10, I believe, left flying, and this is one of them. And so we're just excited to have it here in Reading.
Right, and where did you bring it in from?
It actually came up from Marysville, was the last stop. Next week it's going to be up in Bend. It travels all over the country doing tour stops like we have here in Reading. It's just a great opportunity for people to relive a bit of World War II history.
Aviation history.
Yes.
So, oh, okay, I'm sorry. This isn't at Benton. This is Reading Municipal Airport.
Right, yeah, out at Muni. Again, it's parked out in front of Reading Jet Center. So don't go to the main terminal if you want to come out.
Okay.
It's Flight Avenue, which was the street just north of the turnoff to the main terminal off Airport Road.
All right, so you actually can take, if you feel like you can do this.
Yeah. If you can afford it, you can say that.
Yeah.
It's $475, which doesn't sound cheap or sounds expensive until you realize that these planes, I mean, it's hard to get parts for them. You can't run down to your local car dealer and buy an alternator or something like that for it. Getting parts for those engines. Every time they come across something, EAA, if they find a part of a B-17 they can use to keep this one flying, they buy it. Because, you know, it's just hard to get parts.
All right. So we're just trying to get the visual here. You can visit b17.org or you can call 920-371-2244. If you miss the number, call into the station and we'll give that to you. The first flights are available from 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.
10 through 1. And it depends on how many people have signed up for the flights. We have a couple of flights, I believe, that are sold out so far from the pre-booking. But now, if you call that 920 number, which is the local number where you can actually talk to the person scheduling the flights, then you can see what flights are available.
Now, you can go tour it if you want to do the ground tour, which is $10. Families can go for $20. And I love how you have veteran active military for free.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about the veterans. I mean, when you look at, I've got a book here I brought for show and tell. It's called 5 Miles High and 40 Below. But it was written by a gentleman who lived in Cottonwood. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, Bill Williams. But he chronicled the 50 missions that he flew as a flight engineer. And when you look at the stories of these young guys out there, and no gals at the time, in B-17 service. But, you know, the old guy in the crew might be 25 years old, and he'd be the old man. These were 19, 20, 21-year-old kids going into battle, getting planes shot up, getting shot at, many of them going down. It's just an amazing story when you look at the history of these airplanes.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. You want to hang out just a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about it because I think it's fascinating. It's a lot of history here. We're here on KCNR 1460 AM, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you doing on this Friday? Really excited to be here. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. That's what we've got to say. B&T Satellite. They're the people with the answers. And Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give a love out to our sponsors, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Where we go, our trusted friends. With us this morning is Jim Bremer. Okay, we are talking really about World War II and the bombs, the EAAs bringing in the B-17 aluminum overcast for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to fly in the World War II's most vital.
Yes.
I like that. Most vital aircraft.
Yeah. Can you imagine the war effort without the B-17. I mean, these were the workhorses. They called them the Flying Fortress for a good reason, because they had guns all around. You know, you have guns in the front, you have waist gunners on the side of both sides of the airplane. You have the tail gunner, you have the top turret gunner, you have the ball turret gunner, which my dad was, that was his position on a B-17 of World
War II.
And it's
called ball?
Ball turret. It's a very tight fit. If you look at it, it's just this bubble on the bottom of the airplane, and it has a 50 caliber machine gun in there, obviously. You know, well, a couple of them, actually.
And you say they have to be all balled up, the guys that are doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just cram yourself in there, and they rotate the turret, and you know, once you get into it from the top, and it, people look at it and go, how does somebody get in there? And I don't know how my dad did it. He wasn't a real small guy, but it's
so
amazing.
When you can take these flights and book these flights, can somebody actually go down there during this flight?
Not in the ball turret. It's okay. It's blocked off, man.
Okay.
And you wouldn't want to. I mean, people look at it and go, I couldn't fit in there, you know.
Okay, but still, I mean, all right, so if you want to have like a really wonderful experience and you want to do something special for your father, or I know my dad would totally dig this. He's not here right now, but because he's in Sacramento. But it's $475 for a non-member, and you get to go up in a B-17.
Right, and it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And again, I mentioned a few minutes ago, it seems like a high price to pay, but when you realize, I was talking about the maintenance issues, just keeping these planes going, and the amount of fuel. I was out there yesterday when they did a media flight, took some local media people up there, and you didn't make it, Linda. But anyway, so I'm looking at it, and in cruise, it burns about 200 gallons an hour. You know, you got four engines burning about 50 gallons each an hour, and
wow.
Aviation fuel now is over $5 a gallon. So you look at just the fuel cost. And while they were sitting there idling before they even started to taxi the plane, I'm thinking, gee, I could have flown to Sacramento in my little plane based, you know, just on the fuel they used while sitting there, just getting things up and running.
So being an aviation buff, when did that kind of hit you?
At a very young age, as a child, I thought, gee, I want to be a pilot. And I took lessons many years later, realized I couldn't afford to keep it up and get my license. And so I kind of dropped out. And then a friend of mine, Erwin Fust, who had his license and was an instructor. And basically, I started flying with him again. I got the bug, and I came across such a good deal that I just couldn't pass it up and got my license. And I've loved it ever since.
So what's your craft? Do you?
It's a Piper Cherokee. I'm a partner in it.
Okay. All right. Do like a timeshare and a...
Yeah, well, sort of, yeah.
That makes sense.
I own one-fifth of the airplane.
That's
I'm not
great.
Sure which fifth that is.
It doesn't matter. I mean, the fact is that you have to, like a condo, you have to book it. Like, okay, I'm going to need it on this particular 4 days or 3 days or 1 day or...
Well, it's very flexible. My partner doesn't fly that much, and he has a couple of other airplanes that he's
okay.
a partner in. So, you know, it's pretty much mine whenever I want to go.
Do you have yours up at Benton? Or
yes, it's at Benton.
Okay. I love that place up there because I go to the doggy park all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But this particular event is happening April 21st through 23rd.
Yes.
So that plane, you can take those flights 2 days?
Yes, actually all 3 days.
All 3 days.
Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And again, the ground tours, they're very inexpensive if you just want to go through and walk through the airplane. It's a great experience. I mean, just looking at all the old radio equipment, the flight controls, the cockpit. I mean, it's just a beautiful airplane, and even just a ground tour is a great experience. And it's only $10 per person or $20 for family. And again, if you want to take a flight, it's something you won't soon forget.
Fantastic. All right. So you can, again, make your flight reservation by going to b17.org or dialed 920-371-2244. Join the flight. Mission ready.
That's right. And as Doug says, Doug Tooley, don't call the 800 number. There is an 800 number, but now that the aircraft is here, it's better if you call that 920-371-2244 number, because then you'll be talking to the person who's actually scheduling the flights.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you so much, Jim Bremer.
Thank you, Linda.
It's always a treat and such a pleasure to have you back in the studio and talking about something that you're so passionate about.
We love it, and I hope to see everybody come out and see this beautiful plane.
All right. We're going to take an early break, say goodbye to Jim, and coming up, Jared, this is how I roll. Sorry, I don't stay on the 15 all the time like the Colonel does, but we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Find diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday. The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival returns for its 11th year, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This free community-wide celebration focuses on promoting healthy living, building healthy communities, and restoring a healthy planet. Fun for all ages, loads of giveaways with over 130 exhibitors. There's something for everyone. Loads of kids' activities for preschool through high school, including awesome activities at the STEM tent, laser tag, and a climbing wall for kids and adults. The new Innovation Tent offers informative presentations throughout the day, local restaurants and breweries. And the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will offer great food along with incredible live music and entertainment on two stages all day long. You can even test drive an electric vehicle or join the March for Science. RABA is offering free shuttle from the downtown terminal to City Hall all day, and you can leave your bike in the free guarded bike corral. For complete details, visit our website at wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org or email readingwew@gmail.com for more information. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill.
Good morning, welcome back to KCNR 1460. I had to wait for that. Yeah. I had to wait for that little lyric to go in there. We're here live, of course, here on this is not a pre-recorded show. And Carl's got his face painted, and he's in camo up there sliding around up in, I think, Shingletown looking for turkeys. So you'll get to hear all about it next week because, you know, last year he came up empty-handed. And so he got the call, and I'm covering the show. But we have a full-packed show. And we have Gavin Spencer here this morning, and we are talking about a wonderful event that is going on, and you always have the best talent, the best students. Wait, are you guys awake? I could tell.
That's a little early this morning.
And we're going to get some singing.
Yes.
And we're going to get some introductions.
Yes.
And let's start with you first.
All right. So Shasta High is doing Crazy for You for their spring musical this year. And we are so excited about it because it is the funniest show we've ever done at Shasta High School. It is comedy from start to finish. It's some of the best music we've ever done, too. It is Gershwin all the way through. So we are super excited about it. It was actually a really well-known show in the 90s when it opened on Broadway. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those shows that it's contemporary. It was written in the 90s, but all the music is from Gershwin in the 30s.
Which I love. Total Gershwin fan, right?
Yeah,
who's not? It's happy. You can't go without being happy when you listen to Gershwin. Mm-hmm. So give us a couple of the hit songs from this show.
Okay. Let's start with our leading lady here. I'll let you introduce yourself. She plays the role of Polly Baker.
We need to get you right about, bring that mic up or get down on that. Yeah, there we go. Polly Baker.
Yes, I play the role of Polly Baker, and she's the love interest of our main lead, Bobby Child.
And your name is?
Julia Cushman.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So are you a soprano, a mezzo-soprano?
I'm a soprano all the way. Yep.
So you're singing in the high?
Well, not this musical, no. I'm in more of my low register because I have a country accent, so I have a little bit of, you know, spirit with what I sing. So, yeah.
I can see you doing country accent with that red hair.
Yep.
I bet you have a good time. You love this role?
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite role I've done.
Is it consuming you? Like, would you wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh my gosh, it's in my head.
A lot of the times I'm around the house and someone will say something and I'll just all of a sudden say one of my lines and they'll be like, what are you doing?
Y'all.
Yep, y'all. Go in the country accent when I'm heated.
Do you get
stuff.
To say bless your heart?
No.
Okay, are you going to sing?
Yep.
Okay, what are we doing?
We're doing Someone to Watch Over Me.
Oh my, okay.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's gorgeous. You know, Gavin, all of your students just have really wonderful technique.
Well, thank you. I think I get them that way. They're just so awesome when I get them.
Really? I mean, I think of coaching and, you know, you being a mentor has a lot to do with raising the bar. Like just watching our Polly girl, who's how she placed her. It was just beautiful, you know.
Thank you.
I know that she's an extreme talent. So who do we have next? Because I just love to hear. I love being blown away.
Well, this is our leading male. This is...
And they happen to be gorgeous, all four of these kids, too. Are young, I should say, young Americans that are in their teens. Yeah.
Well, this is Matthew. He plays the role of Bobby Child, and he's the leading male. We'll talk more about the story later.
Okay.
All right, so this is kind of like the main theme song for the musical. Let me give you the lowdown. I'm crazy for you. When it comes to a showdown, I'm crazy for you.
Well, what do you do in your spare time?
I'm kind of a nerd. I
love it. I love it. Let's talk about it.
I like solving Rubik's Cubes. So
okay.
I like reading.
You're the science
stuff.
Guy. Yeah. You've had the science. It's amazing. The kids here that are... I'm in advanced calculus. I'm going to the Science Bowl. And by the way, I'm that musical, and I can sing as well and tap.
Yeah,
I feel like the kids in the music program are some of the smartest kids. I mean, the AP kids, the high-achieving kids. It's awesome.
That is so wonderful.
Well, a lot of my free time is spent on musical stuff. I have to learn how to tap dance this.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of practicing of that.
How do you find the tap? Do you find that it's hard, or are you able to learn it quickly?
I feel like I've picked it up pretty quickly, but just learning and memorizing each dance number was the hard part.
Right.
He dances the whole show.
Yeah. Right.
This is a dance show.
There's I would think.
Lots of tap. The kids have been working so hard, and they look great.
Are you doing the dance?
Heck no.
Who's doing the dance instruction?
Tisha Russo. And I have a couple of assistants, too. I don't know if I remember all their last names because they've gotten married since they were my students, but Kendra, my old queen, and Lindsay Cooper, the old Lindsay Cooper, I don't remember her married last name, but they've been helping with the dancing as well, and it has been amazing.
How many numbers? And I know you have two acts.
Two acts and a lot of numbers. I don't know. I haven't counted them, but probably five big production numbers.
Wow.
And then some solos throughout.
How many in the cast?
We have about 55 in the cast.
Whoa, that's a big musical. Okay, yeah. And now are you singing to tape or do you have an orchestra?
It's the Shasta High Student Orchestra.
Love it.
And they
the role of Irene.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do you want to explain myself? Yeah.
So Irene, she plays the role of Bobby's fiance of 5 years. And she's all she wants, I think she just wants his money. And she just she's a control freak, and Bobby's trying to get rid of her, and he can't. She just keeps – she wants the money. Mm. They start in New York City,
oh,
and they end up in a little town.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, this is a song called Naughty Baby.
Okay.
Naughty baby, naughty baby, who will tease you? I can show the way and know the way to please you.
I'm having a blast. Tell us about what you do with your time off.
This is pretty much it. I'm really into musical theater, so I'm singing a lot. And I really like dancing and just hanging out with friends. A lot of my time goes to homework. When I'm not doing musical stuff.
I think I may know somebody and adore somebody you're related to.
My mother.
Yes. Yes. And I can see, I was just saying, when you're singing Naughty Baby, I'm just thinking, Anika's daughter's be dying. George going to be going, oh, my God. So, congratulations. That's great. Yeah.
Thank
and Amanda,
you.
Amanda just got into CSU Fullerton, into their musical
Fantastic.
Theater program, which is one of the top ones in the country, by the way.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
So I'm going to do a whole lot more of this next year.
So exciting.
And Shasta's definitely prepared me, so thank you to Mr. Spencer for that.
He's been a great
Sweet.
Mentor, has
he's,
he not?
He's amazing.
Now, how long have you been? You do the Madrigal program and so many wonderful things that you bring to the community. How long have you been now in this position?
This is my 15th year here.
Wow.
It's been awesome. I can't believe how fast time's gone. It's like, oh no, half my career's over.
I can't even believe that half my career. Don't say that. You're like a child. You're like almost like the high school age. Okay, so now we have what would you call our four-eyed? He's shy and he's adorable.
Okay, so
and you are?
I'm Rory Cowden. I play the role of Bella Zangler.
Oh, and he's got that voice.
I've got to give you a little explanation about Bella Zangler. So Bobby Child, can we give a little bit of a synopsis here?
Please.
Okay, so Bobby Child lives in New York City. He loves the theater. He wants to be in a show. He loves to dance. But his mother is a domineering woman that he is controlled by, and she's forcing him to work for the bank.
Oh.
And, of course, then we have Irene, his controlling girlfriend, fiancé,
Naughty
who's
baby.
Controlling him and telling him to work at the bank, but okay. He wants to be on the stage. Well, Bella Zangler is the most famous production manager in all of New York City. He puts on the best shows.
Like Busby Berkeley.
And owns and he owns a theater, Zangler's Follies.
Like Ziegfeld.
Yeah.
Florence.
Yep.
Okay.
So, anyway, Bobby gets sent to this little town in Nevada to foreclose on their little theater that they haven't made payments on. When he gets to Nevada, he falls in love with Polly immediately. Love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Polly falls for him until she finds out that he's coming to foreclose on her theater. See, that's where the plot twist
is. Ooh, there is a twist.
So she says, I don't ever want to see you again. But Polly has heard of Bella Zangler. They had a little conversation about it. So Bobby says, well, she doesn't want to see me again. I'm going to call all my folly girl friends from New York City, and I'm going to dress up like Bella Zangler, and we're going to put on a show to save the theater.
Oh,
and then Polly's going to fall in love with me. So Bobby's dressed up like Bella Zangler, and then Bella Zangler ends up showing up to Dead Rock, Nevada in another plot twist. So then we have the two Bella Zanglers there at the same time. Polly's fallen in love with Bobby, the fake Bella Zangler. And then the real Zangler comes, and she has a little thing with him because she doesn't know. It's hilarious. You've got to come see it.
I love it. So our guy, our Zangler guy, what are you going to sing for us?
We have a duet that we sing as part of the show that we're both kind of drunk, and we don't know that we're singing to each other. We think we're singing into a mirror because we both look exactly the same. And so it's called What Causes That?
And he's a Hungarian man or a general European accent man.
Yeah, general European.
All right, a genuine European accent man.
She's so full of trickery. Life is bitter. Bitterness fills my cup.
I'm sorry you brought that up.
Yep.
Once I thought I'd search around for the little church around the corner, but now I see
it never was meant to be.
You know, we have such wonderful, bright, it's just such a treat. Now, wait, come here. What do you do with your time off?
I spend most of my time looking up comedy stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. Do you stand up?
I wish.
Do you want to do stand up?
When I get older, yes, I would love to do stand up comedy.
Can you do like at the talent show? I mean, I think there's got to be like coffee shops that you don't have to be 21 and older.
Yeah, I have been working on some material.
Okay.
Here and there, but
yeah.
Most of my time right now is with the musical.
With the musical, okay. So what's your big subject in school? That was a long pause, honey.
Yes, indeed.
I would be worried if I were your mom.
I know it's not math. It's probably English.
All right. So that goes along with
Rory
your writing.
Rory has an incredible stage presence.
He does.
He owns the
stage.
That's
why I'm teasing you
there.
So much this morning, because I'm like, come over here, Four Eyes. I can do that with you because you're a comedian, and so you understand. So gone are the days of Don Rickles. Oh, God. Well, that's a good study for you. All right. Thank you so much. And I mean, I know this is crazy for you, and it's wonderful, and it's going to be – these guys are electric.
Thank you.
You have a great cast. And you must – I don't know. Every year, are you just surprised? And how is it when you do the auditions? Do people come in with a song from the show? Do they pick a song from the show, or do they pick another song, and do you do like a ballad and a – you know, a line for a ballad and a line for an up-tempo? Or how does that work? What do you do?
I give them audition packets, and depending on the character they're trying out for, there's a song for that character. And then when we do our callback auditions, there could be another song and then some dialogue, things like that.
So when you come and audition, you're actually auditioning for a character? It's not just open call and then
place
them in a character?
But we end up seeing people for other things eventually.
Okay.
So yeah.
Now, did you have Crazy for You picked out last year when you came in for your commercial? Do you know a commercial? I mean,
no.
Last year. Oh, really? So you don't, after you're finished with your production, then, what should we do this year?
Right. I usually give that about 3 or 4 months before I start thinking about it again.
Right.
Like kind of the summer. And then in the fall, I'll make that final decision in the fall sometime.
Well, you're amazing. You know, you need to be told more often just how amazing you are and inspiring. And we need that. To have that great theater moment, because we have so much that's like heavy in the world, that this is where we can go and escape, right? Miss Dome over there is going to be going off to school, and you know, we have the Rubicon or whatever you want to call it, the cube. The Rubicon is somewhere else that you have to. But anyway, so you have some vouchers, and let's talk
free
about
tickets
the, and
that you got to give away.
Okay, and what are the dates for the show?
Okay, so opening weekend is next weekend, so April 27th,
ooh,
28th, and 29th, and then the following weekend, May 4th, 5th, and 6th. Get your tickets at either ShastaHighChoir.com, or you can go to the Shasta High School website, which is ShastaWolves.com, and there's links for tickets there. It's a great show. You are going to love it.
I don't think I've ever seen you this excited. And I know it's 7:30. It's almost 8 o'clock now. You guys all just came to life, and I'm so thrilled that you're here this morning. And so let's take a caller, 605-4567. You can get a voucher for any of those nights to go to see Crazy for You at Shasta High. It's up at the David Marr Auditorium.
Correct.
Which is a great, wonderful old theater.
We love it.
And the parents all come together, and they do the sets and the costumes, and it's just always a great production. People know that's why the phone rings that fast. I'm keeping one of those vouchers for myself, so you get two this morning, right?
Whatever you want.
Thanks so much, guys. We really appreciate it. We're going to take that caller. And any closing thoughts?
Just thank you for having us on. It's something different that we've done at Shasta. I think you're going to like it.
Aren't you? Okay, somebody just called in for two tickets. Now, and that's what the voucher's for, two tickets, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gavin, when you leave today, are you going to do this somewhere else?
Yeah, right next door. And then that's our last radio thing.
All right. I love how you guys can sing on cue and just be so present. It's just so cool to see fresh, present, young adults.
Thank you. I think I'm blessed with the best.
Yeah, blessed with the best. Yeah. Love it. All right. We're going to take a break here. It's KCNR 1460, and thank you so much. We do have a caller. Who was the caller? Who? Roberta. Roberta, congratulations on the two tickets. I'll put those up at the front for you. And again, it's KCNR 1460, and we're going to be back with Dr. Kara Tennant. And we're talking about everything pet, everything that's happening in the spring. And there's a couple things going on that's happening because of all this rain and all the funky stuff that's been going on. And you need to know about that with your pets. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Champlain gunman who shot and killed a police officer yesterday, just days before France's presidential election, had a tainted past, according to officials who spoke to the Associated Press. He'd been detained back in February for threatening police. Then he was released, and the French government says he was convicted in 2003 of attempted homicide in the shootings of two police officers, and yet he was released at that time as well. President Trump says that the U.S. is debating whether or not to leave the nuclear agreement with Iran.
We're analyzing it very, very carefully, and we'll have something to say about it in the not-too-distant future. But Iran has not lived up to the spirit of the agreement, and they have to do that.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria has been put on warning it better not use chemical weapons again.
I can say authoritatively they have retained some. It's a violation of the United Nations Security Council.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is encouraged by the change of leadership at the White House.
This has been appreciated around the world and in our region. I think this is a welcome change, a strategic change of American leadership and American policy.
Netanyahu spoke today in Jerusalem, where he highlighted common values between the U.S. and Israel. Americans purchased homes in March at the fastest pace in over a decade, a strong start to the spring buying season.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes climbed 4.4% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.71 million. While a stable economy has intensified demand from would-be buyers, the number of properties listed for sale has been steadily fading. Sales listings have dropped 6.6% over the past year to 1.83 million, limiting buyer choices and fueling higher prices.
That's Jeremy House reporting. And Wall Street, the Dow is struggling right now. It's down 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills, so I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They were able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off $15,000 in 18 months. It's a godsend.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Two media outlets now reporting prosecutors are readying or considering charges against WikiLeaks, including its founder, Julian Assange.
CNN says authorities are preparing to seek Assange's arrest. The Washington Post listing possible charges, including conspiracy, theft of government property, and violation of the Espionage Act. Attorney General Jeff Sessions tells reporters that the government has to take its security seriously.
We have professionals at Bennett, the security business of the United States, for many years that are shocked by the number of leaks.
Last month, WikiLeaks released thousands of documents revealing the CIA's cyber espionage tools. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Verizon says it's lost key wireless customers for the first time, even as it brought back unlimited data plans to counter smaller rivals. In the first 3 months of the year, Verizon says it lost 307,000 wireless subscribers. More from townhall.com. President Trump is directing his administration to investigate whether foreign steel imports may be threatening national security.
Surrounded by American steel company CEOs and steel labor leaders, the president signed an executive order launching a Commerce Department investigation.
This investigation will look at how steel imports are impacting the United States national security, taking into account foreign practices such as steel dumping.
The president said steel is critical to both the U.S. economy and the military. He said America should not be dependent on foreign sources of steel. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Decades worth of man-made junk is cluttering up Earth's orbit. That's posing a threat, officials say, to space flight and the satellites we rely on for weather reports, air travel, and global communications. More than 750,000 fragments larger than a centimeter are already thought to be orbiting Earth. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Save the date for Friday, May 12th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce are hosting Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for prize money. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Hill Street Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person. Tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 12th, for the 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew Fest. From 5 to 9 p.m. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7454 or log on to windriver.com. Bacon and Brew. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 1460 on this Friday. My goodness, is it the 21st, really? Okay, it's the third week of April, the 21st. I just, you know, every time I go to write a check, because I'm still old school, I write a check, where am I? I went, the last one was the 14th, and then, you know, so anyway, it's the 21st. Welcome to the show. It's a beautiful day out, 52 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day today with our highs of 79. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of 52. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 72. Saturday night is mostly cloudy with our lows of 49. And Sunday, mostly sunny. So we have a fabulous weekend, clear and on Sunday night as well. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. We have a full stock show today. I'm very excited. Carl, of course, his face is painted. He's in camo. He's sliding around somewhere trying to get that turkey, that long-awaited turkey. Then it's turkey season. He's going to, I'm bound and determined. So he said, just cover the show this morning. He's left at 3:30 in the morning to go up so that when the sun was rising, he was going to be ready. So I'm by myself, but I have a wonderful guest with me, Dr. Kara Tennant. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's go to we have two callers. And our first one, we love to hear from Susan Eastman, who's our Wells Fargo advisor. Boy, I'll tell you what, how interesting with the markets this week. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are fluctuating this morning as investors weigh in on more corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 16 points to 20,561. The S&P 500 off 3 points at 2,352, and the NASDAQ composite losing 10 points at 5,906. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Mattel down $2.91, trading at 22.22, Microsoft up 74 cents at 66 and a quarter, Micron Tech down 32 cents at 27.64. For local stocks of interest, Harley-Davidson down 66 cents at 55.81, UPS up 34 cents, trading at 105.87, and PepsiCo down 2 pennies at 113.57 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.22%. And over to commodities, gold is up $1.80 an ounce at $12.86, silver off 19 cents at $17.94 per ounce, and crude oil down 44 cents, trading at $50 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Again, she's the first vice president of investments at the Wells Fargo on Park Marina Drive. That's Susan Eastman. Do call her, especially if you're looking at trying to put together your retirement funds or anything. Susan's a great person, and I would trust her with all of my information. She is the go-to girl. Again, you can give her a call at 243-0649. Susan Eastman. Now, Dr. Kara Tennant is with us this morning, but we do have Terry on the line who's called to say he's got an announcement. Terry, you were gone yesterday. What is happening?
Well, Monday night at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church at 6 p.m., Mark Baird will be speaking. It's going to be a very, very important meeting. So that's Monday night at 6 o'clock, Eagle's Nest Church on Bocelli Lane, 3276 Bocelli Lane. We will be having Mark Baird speak the entire time and answer questions. Also, our Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. if people want to get a little background there, and I think Mark probably will be there about 5:30, but the program will start at 6. Very, very important, folks. Some interesting news, some very great things happening with Jefferson.
All right. That's just, it's so good. And you know what, Terry, I have to say, it's so cool to know you for so long and that you keep your passion alive with this movement. So keep it going, buddy. All right.
Thank you, my dear. And Okay. Thank you for what you guys do. You know, this is great. Community radio is great. Grassroots is everything. And you guys, your program shows the epitome of that. You started this thing and it's been grassroots. It's quite a parallel there, but I want to encourage people. Liberty is on the way, and we will get more representation.
Love it. Love it. We, from your lips to God's ears, buddy. Okay, thanks so much. And you know
you
what?
Betcha.
I know I'm not alone here. I am trying to be all in. I really am trying to be all in. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately. After the elections, it's just I go to USA – for the website, I look at the record searchlight and I'm depressed. I'm trying to figure out how I get my mojo back. And it's not, it's just that there seems to be, it's so negative. And I just, I am a musician. I am an artist and it's important to feel, I mean, that's why I love being with my dog, or I like to just do simple things like, you know, put my laundry out in the sun. Wow, I can control that. I know that sounds so, I'm wondering if I'm alone here, or do you feel that the littlest things are so important right now? Because it's just, I don't know, it's like, where are we going? We had the chief of police and the sheriff on the other day, and I just felt like, whoa, what is really happening with California? So on a bright note, I'm so happy to have somebody here who is really an inspiration to me. And I think she's also an inspiration to all of our listeners because she brings this youthful expertise. And that is Dr. Kara Tennant from Kara Animal Hospital. And so happy to have you here for the full hour this morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. That was so nice.
Well, you know, you can be anywhere and you chose Reading.
I love Reading.
Yeah, see, I need that. We need that. We need to hear you love Reading, and I love Reading. It's just we're going through transitional times. Now, you do a lot of outside athletics. You are a veterinarian. You are instrumental in Cary Animal Hospital. You've expanded. You've got new veterinarians there, extended hours. And you also do a, like I said, you do a lot of stuff, athletic stuff, where you are an avid runner and bicyclist and do the long, like the hardcore stuff that's, that's miles off in the mountains.
That's right. Some, my parents think I'm, insane pretty much for doing that, but it's for me, you know, because being a veterinarian, it can be really tough. And so for me, it's a stress reliever. That's where I go. It's kind of my meditation, where I go and I run in the woods, with my dogs. And I think a lot of people really can, relate to that too, where they, dogs and cats and your pets have, they decrease stress for people and they will help decrease blood pressure. It's been proven. And for me, that's one of the things I really, really love to do too.
Right. And so when you're talking about decreasing pressure, let's talk about that. And when we come back, you know, I know that our listeners will know that I go up to the Benton, dog park, mm-hmm. and they have the little dog park and the big dog park, and we're all different walks of life, all different kind of social backgrounds, retired teachers, some vets, nurses, doctors. It's just this group of people, but what we have in common is the love of our animals. And we do talk a little politics up there, but it's not much. I mean, I can just go in the back and make a call if I want, but it's just calming. And so let's talk about our pets, and let's talk about some of the things that are going on with wellness. When we get back from these messages, we have to take a break here. This is KCNR 1460.
Guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on a hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd, is the 11th annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival at the Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. A free event with over 130 exhibitors, music, local food, craft beer, RABA and the festival are providing free transit rides on bus routes 2E, 11, and 14 directly to City Hall, as well as free shuttle between the Downtown Transit Center and City Hall. Reduce transportation impacts and ride RABA. Each bus has a bike rack, and there'll be a free guarded bike corral at the event.
Good morning, everybody. On this wonderful April Friday, heart. Yeah, well, you know what? They're still kicking it. Love it. You know what? Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. That's what I'm saying. You know what? We may be derailed occasionally by whatever, but don't ever stop. So that's what I'm talking about with Carl Bott, because Carl Bott's up there, and he and Ted Light are up turkey hunting this morning, and they got up at 3:30. And left. Currently 52 degrees. Our highs today will be 79. Beautiful sunny day with our lows at 52. My guest this morning is Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning.
From Care Animal Hospital. And, well, you know, we talk a lot about stuff on the break. And one of the things that we wanted to talk about was there's this thing going around, and I didn't know about it until I was, again, up at the doggy park, the interesting information up there. A good friend's 13-year-old dog had renal failure, and she went to her vet, and it was something that where the wild animals and their droppings or they urinate, if the dog gets out in that, people and dogs can get it. And what's it called?
It's called leptospirosis.
Lepto, mm-hmm. Kind of like klepto, so think leptospirosis. And so... anyway, the little dog passed away, and she had to be tested for it too, mm-hmm. and so is this something that's going to be that we need to look for? Is it? Are you seeing some of this happen in your practice? More of this?
So, leptospirosis can be it can be hard to diagnose. Because the way you get an indication of it is that your dog will have either kidney or liver failure or a combination of both. And that kind of clues you in that maybe we've got to be testing for lepto. And so we run what's called a lepto titer. And so we get a number and that tells us, has this dog been exposed? Or has it not been exposed at all? And then we have to repeat the titer in 3 weeks. And so that's the thing, and that's the problem with it, is that even though we have, say, a first titer that either says no exposure or they've already been exposed, it doesn't tell us that that's what it is necessarily. And then you have to wait another 3 weeks to see if the titer's going up. Because if it's going up, then yes, it's lepto. But that's also 3 weeks later. So you've got to, you know, start treatment for it, because this bacteria will kill your dog. And it'll kill them fast. I've seen... two diagnosed cases in my career, and both of them died. And I sent them to specialists too. And it was awful. It was just because we caught them too late. Mm-hmm. So the thing about leptospirosis is it's a bacteria that's found in the urine of mammals, usually wildlife, so deer, raccoons. Anything that like that that urinates in your yard, and then that's transmitted through mucous membrane. So if your dog goes out and sniffs it, or is swimming in a pond that a cow has urinated in, so it's nose, mouth, vulva, anus, and eyes, and we can get it as well. So if we're swimming in ponds, or we are, I don't know, like say we're playing flag football and we do a face plant in the mud and. Oh, well, there happened to be a deer that had urinated there earlier.
Which can happen. Hello. You know,
it can happen. So then we get exposed as well. So the interesting thing is a lot of people think, oh, you know, my dog's not at risk. They're not around any wildlife. They're not swimming. But we have a lot of wildlife here in Redding. And this is, you know, between... think of all the mammals that you see, the foxes and the coyotes and the raccoons and the skunks and the deer. And I mean, it just goes on and on. And all of these animals could be carrying leptospirosis bacteria. So what they actually have found is that these little dogs that you don't think, you know, they're not the ones that you're necessarily taking hiking in the woods. So like a dachshund or a Maltese or any of these little dogs, these are the ones that are more often coming up positive for lepto, and then we have to treat for lepto. And so just because you do have a little dog doesn't mean that your dog is not going to be at risk for it. There is a vaccine for it, and the vaccine can be really, really effective, but it's one of our higher reacting vaccines. So that's why a lot of people don't actually give the vaccine, because they're, you know, they're concerned that their pet might react to it. And the ones who are going to react to it are the little ones, you know. It's like the little Chihuahua or the Maltese. And I would say maybe one out of every 200 dogs will react. And so that looks like vomiting or diarrhea or swelling of the face or hives, you know, like a what you would think a vaccine reaction would look like. I think it's worth it, especially in this area, to at least keep your dogs protected.
Okay. See, now you're recommending it.
I recommend it. I talk to everybody about their lifestyle. I mean, if it's we've got a little old lady who lives in a community home, and her dog just goes inside. Well, I mean, risk is going to be pretty low for that munchkin. Mm-hmm. And the grounds are pretty.
What about like a dog, like, for instance, I'm just going to be personal, backyard, I'm downtown, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that there hasn't been a skunk in my backyard twice that mm-hmm. sprayed the dog. I don't even know how it got in, but we're fenced, but it's downtown, and then the dog park, so I don't think there's wildlife because that's fenced, but I don't know. I mean, would that be something you would think, I don't know, I'd recommend it or not? I'm just talking. I mean, the reason I'm giving my personal situation is because I know other people who have my same lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I would still recommend it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, so there you go. And then people can be tested too.
You know, I don't know a whole lot about the way they test people.
Okay. Now, do you have a lab on site so that when people, you pull the blood, is there, how long does it take before you get, to see what's going on in the bloodstream? It
takes me half an hour. So I can run, and I can run a lot of blood work. I can run what's called a complete chemistry. So that's the liver and kidneys and the blood sugar and the proteins and the electrolytes. And I can run the complete blood cell count. So you hear about the CBC. That's what that stands for. That's the red cell count, the white cell count, and the platelets. I can run a urinalysis, which with leptospirosis, I mean, it's really important to tell, you know, does the animal have elevated kidney values because he actually has a urinary tract infection that's gone up to his kidneys, or, you know, or is it not, you know, is it really well concentrated and the kidneys are working fine? The leptospirosis titer, though, I have to send out to the lab. And that takes a few days to get the results. So, you know, when you have a really sick dog who has kidney failure or liver and kidney failure, and you're really suspicious, I mean, mm-hmm. that's a flag right there. Mm-hmm. You can't wait for those results. You've got to start treating them. And that involves hospitalization, IV fluid therapy, antibiotics. It is a bacteria, so we can kill it. It's just a matter of, can we get it there in time?
Right. I always find it fascinating. So you take the blood, and then you actually have with the microscope. What does it run through? Like a pro? Do you have this program on your computer, and the blood can does? I don't know.
So there's a machine, and the machine has little tiny cards that you put in the machine, and each card has its own value. So for example, the blood sugar card will test the blood sugar, and then the liver value cards will test the liver values. And so you put them all in the machine, and basically it does it for you. Now, the same thing happens with the complete blood cell count, is it'll tell me, you know, what the white cells are doing, what the platelets are doing. But I can always look at that underneath the microscope, and I can, you know, I can count them. I can look at the platelets. I can count the red cells. I can count the white cells. And so I can do that myself, but for me to do that takes more time than to just put it in a machine. So if I'm looking at it on the machine and I think, oh gosh, you know, those results are not true, or they look really weird, I need to confirm that, then I just put it on the microscope so then I can look at it.
Do you take walk-ins?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about when you were there at the Care Animal Hospital, because mm-hmm. I know you have a team of doctors. You have a couple new ones, don't you?
I do.
Let's hear about your new staff. And then when you were there, are you there like regular hours? Are you there weekends? For you particularly, if somebody wants to come to Dr. Kara Tennant.
Right. So I work Monday through Thursday every week. I usually have Fridays off, but today I will be working. And next Friday I also will be working.
Okay.
And then I work every third weekend. So every third Saturday and Sunday, because I rotate through three doctors. I have one doctor that doesn't work weekends because he works at other practices. Yeah, so because I do the schedule, I basically will work. If somebody needs vacation, then I have to fill the space. But Monday through Thursday, consistently, that's when I'm there.
Okay, and then your other two new doctors.
Mm-hmm. So right now I have Dr. Ives, who came to us in October. So she's been there about 6 months now already. That is so nice.
Girl power. And she loves to run and do all the outside stuff too,
she's
right?
She's pretty outdoorsy.
Kind of like-minded girl.
Yeah. And what she likes is she loves the exotics. And so she loves, and she'll see dogs and cats too. But she really, really loves, you know, the reptiles and the rabbits and the hamsters and the guinea pigs and the birds. And so I send them to her because it's
Dr.
been
Ives.
Dr. Ives. Yeah, it's been so long since I've done any of those cute. I like to pet them. If they're sick, I'm not great, but Dr. Ives is great. And then right now I have Dr. Howarth, who's working for me Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays. He's doing a lot of the rescue surgeries for me right now, and he sees appointments in the afternoons.
So a lot of the rescues.
A lot of rescues.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that, because we did have Haven on this morning, so the rescues. I'm curious. When you say the rescues, what that means from the veterinarian aspect. Because I know what the term rescue conjures up for me, so I'm curious about that part of the practice. We're also going to talk about rattlesnakes. If you have a question for the vet, this has been a fun morning. We just love Dr. Kara Tennant so much that we wanted to bring her on for a longer period of time because there's just so much, especially now with the spring. So many things to cover when it comes to our pets and your awareness, like the leptospirosis. I got it. Okay, so we're going to be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Roundup office or online at theredbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bull, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
I don't care where it goes.
Yeah.
Gonna climb a mountain.
Marshall Tucker Band. Reminds me of my Harley days. Love it. Think about a beer when you beer and playing pool when you hear that stuff, right? You know, that sounds like fun. I need to go bowling. I need to get back down to Americana. How about you? KCNR 1460, welcome back here. Live. This is Linda Bott, and Carl isn't here today, so you've got a stock show, just take it. And I said, I'd be glad to. And so we're running with some of our special guests, and this morning is Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. And we've been talking about some of the inoculations that our pets should have, and what it's like to be in the open water, and some of the, you know, cattle and deer, and we were talking about Shasta and Lake and all this other stuff. Before we go any further, I do have two free tickets for the Spaghetti Feed fundraiser that's happening this Sunday from 4 to 7. That is at the Reading Grange Spaghetti Feed fundraiser, of course. It benefits the scholarship fund. And, it's at the Grange again. So anyway, if you'd like to go to Spaghetti Feed fundraiser and get these tickets, it's a $12 value. And we've got two of those. So, you know, it's a drive through too. I think you get it to go. You don't drive through it. You get it to go. And, it's Reading Grange 446 Spaghetti Feed fundraiser. And this benefits the scholarship fund. And they gave us these two tickets to give away on the air. So if you'd like these, call 605-4567. We'd like you to be able to enjoy that. As we get back to our program, Dr. Kara Tennant is here from Care Animal Hospital. Rattlesnakes.
That's right. Rattlesnake season's coming up because, you know, now it's getting warmer. And this is a very controversial topic.
Why?
To vaccinate for the rattlesnake vaccine or not to vaccinate. And if you ask, I don't know, 10 different vets, you'll probably get 10 different answers, maybe. So I can give you my opinion on it.
Okay.
Because it's coming out a lot now because rattlesnakes are coming out, and I think there was a news excerpt on it. And so we're getting a lot of questions about this on a daily basis. So they do have, there is a rattlesnake vaccine. And what they say the vaccine does is it reduces your pet's clinical signs, gives you more time to get to the veterinary clinic, when your dog is bitten by a rattlesnake. So I actually don't carry the rattlesnake vaccine. Excuse me. And I know a lot of people think, oh, vets just want to vaccinate for everything and everything under the sun. But we don't. I mean, we want to vaccinate for things that can work. So the problem that I have with the rattlesnake vaccine is that we don't have any studies that have really proven that it works. And it's a really tough study to do because we know that rattlesnakes can either do a dry bite where they just, you know, they bite your dog, but they don't inject any venom. And then you can't really,
How can you gauge that?
Right. You can't really prove that. So you think, oh, the rattlesnake vaccine is working because my dog is fine. But
do they actually like bite without releasing venom?
They can. Yeah. They can.
Oh, well, that's weird. I mean, you think you would strike. What is it? That's interesting in the study of the snake in itself. Like, if you're going to bite, I guess it's a warning bite, or is it an actual, like, chomp down, I'm going to kill you bite?
Yeah. I think it's more a warning. I don't actually know. I don't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that. But they don't know, you know, when a dog has been vaccinated versus a dog who has not mm-hmm. been vaccinated and both of them have been bitten, they don't know, you know, is it a dry bite or is it not?
Right.
So what what I find is that people who get the rattlesnake vaccine think that their dog is going to be fine. They're not going to have to hospitalize their dog. They're still, you know, they're not going to have to do the anti-venin, but they do. And so you vaccinate your, even if you vaccinate your dog, you still have to see your vet. You still have to get the anti-venin. And that's the one that's so expensive. And they still need to be hospitalized with IV fluid therapy. Mm-hmm. So you really don't, you know, you don't save any money doing that. Potentially you're giving a vaccine that your dog can react to adversely. But there are a lot of vets in the area who do it, and they do believe in it, and, you know, and that's fine too. But I just wanted to mention that because I am getting a lot of questions on a daily basis about the rattlesnake vaccine and why do I not carry the rattlesnake vaccine, and do I just want the dogs to be really, really sick so that I can hospitalize them? And
oh, that's bad. Yeah, right. That's my intention. That's how I became a vet.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, I became a vet because I love animals, right. Not because it's, you know.
Please.
I don't know.
You know, some people. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's okay. So let's go back to a former topic that we were discussing before the break, and that was what we were talking about, the animals that are with Haven Humane. Mm-hmm. Where you would have your one doctor that specializes in.
Well, he just does a lot of the rescue space.
Okay. So what is that? Kennel cough? What does he do with that? What does that mean?
So what that means are these are animals that are currently in a rescue, and mm-hmm. they're looking for a home, and the rescues are paying to have them spayed and neutered. And so a lot of these guys are really tiny, or they're really young. Or they're really old. And the reason he's doing a lot of that for me is because we do work with a lot of the rescues, and we do have a large surgery load. So what happens is when I'm in surgery, it's really tough for my clients to get in to have their surgeries done with me, or I'm in surgery until 3 o'clock in the day and they have a short period of time to get in to see appointments. And so he loves surgery. And so that's what he's doing for me right now. 3 days a week.
So you have rescue organizations that come to you. They need to have their dog spayed and neutered,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So is this would be people who like get puppy mills, the dogs from puppy mills, and say they have to be?
Well, they're going to a rescue. So a right. rescue has a 501(c). And yes, absolutely. So they get their dogs from everywhere. They go to shelters all over and pick up animals who are. You know, are going to be euthanized the following day or the following week. They get calls from people who maybe had a litter of puppies and they can't okay. take care of them okay. and they want to find homes for them. Sometimes people drop off animals in front of their, you know, in front of their store, which is illegal actually. And you know, they'll take
okay.
care of them. So,
all right. So that's great. That's heroic work.
Yeah.
I always think that. So that's his thing. He likes to be in surgery. Wow.
He does. He loves it. He does some cool surgeries too. And he's a fun guy. So it's always fun working with him.
And Dr. Howard.
Howard.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And so he grew up here. He knows a lot. He knows all the vets in the area. He knows a lot of people here. And he likes to work in several different places. And so he's working all over. He does a day here, a day there. And if you've ever met him, then that fits his personality.
So what are you seeing in as far as the right now that's trending?
You know, I'm seeing a lot of upper respiratory right now, and I don't know where that's necessarily coming from. They're not animals always that are being adopted from either, you know, Haven or from a rescue. You know, those animals have a higher exposure because they're, you know, these are unvaccinated animals that they're in
right.
in an area with. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know, but I'm seeing a lot of dogs and cats.
With upper respiratory.
Upper respiratory, yeah. So coughing and sneezing, running eyes.
Just like a
conjunctivitis.
Yeah. Just like we had this huge season there's not a person I didn't know, and I'm not sure if you were able to escape it, but that had that funky flu cold thing
around. I had that too. It went around our whole hospital.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Lingering too.
Lingering. like 3 weeks for me.
3 weeks.
Yeah. I was
Nasty.
Down hard. And then you just get to a point where you just get back up. I think weather has something to do with it. So now we're talking about rattlesnakes. We are going to take a quick break here. Dr. Kara Tennant is our guest this morning. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show here on KCNR Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Jared's at the helm. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival returns for its 11th year, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall in Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This free community-wide celebration focuses on promoting healthy living, building healthy communities, and restoring a healthy planet. Fun for all ages, loads of giveaways with over 130 exhibitors. There's something for everyone. Loads of kids' activities for preschool through high school, including awesome activities at the STEM tent, laser tag, and a climbing wall for kids and adults. The new Innovation Tent offers informative presentations throughout the day, local restaurants and breweries, and the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will offer great food along with incredible live music and entertainment on two stages all day long. You can even test drive an electric vehicle or join the March for Science. RABA is offering free shuttle from the downtown terminal to City Hall all day, and you can leave your bike in the free guarded bike corral. For complete details, visit our website at wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org or email readingwew@gmail.com for more information. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Good Friday to you, the 21st of April. And my gosh, we've already been through Easter, and here we go with this great weekend. Now, by the way, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, I'm doing the last Sunday of the month jazz with the jazz ensemble at The View from 11:30 to 2. And I was just looking at that calendar because... yeah, so it's the 30th of April. I want to bring that up. So what a gorgeous time right now to be on the deck at The View. And it's great to hear the jazz and look at Mount Shasta and see the Osprey. One time I was in the middle of a song and I was wondering why everybody was rushing over. And like, well, an Osprey had literally dove in the water and like had a fish that was taken up on flight. And I had to stop and like marvel as well. Okay, if you're thinking about the weather this week, and I'm going to give you a quick forecast. It's currently 57. Today we're going to have a high, Our highs will be around 79, so 80, I'd call it. Mostly clear tonight with our temperatures of around 52. Beautiful weekend. Mostly sunny on Saturday. You know, we have a lot of show and shines with cool April nights. And, of course, next weekend is the big cruise as well. Our highs tomorrow will be 72. So we're going to, you know, be less hot, obviously. Mostly cloudy on Saturday night with our lows of 49. And Sunday calls for 71. Partly cloudy with a low of 49. Now, on Monday, we come back with a little bit more rain. So, again, the pads come in, the pads go out. I'm talking about the chaise lounge pads, the chairs that are outside. Chance of showers as well on Tuesday and Wednesday, again, showers. Thursday, showers. So there we go with next week. But the weekend is going to be fabulous. We get all warm and fuzzy with this wonderful spring weather. And that weather forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. So this morning we had on Pet of the Week. We had on Join the Flight, which would have been Jim Bremer talking about that B-17 that's going to be at the Reading Airfield this weekend. And those flights are going to be, actually, the non-members are $475 per person. But that takes you up in a true, authentic B-17, which is from World War II. I can't remember the name he called it, but it went on about it. And this is the EAA is bringing this plane in for 3 days. So even if you just want a ground tour of it, I mean, go in and see it up close. It's $10 per person, or your family is $20. And then, of course, your veteran or active military is free. And then, of course, we had on our lovely Shasta High School, and they were in here singing. And I think it just amazes me the talent that comes out of this town and the beautiful love that our teachers instill. We have some great leaders in the community as far as our teachers are concerned, too. So that was crazy for you. And now we've had Dr. Kara Tennant. We've talked about rattlesnakes. We've talked about, what's that water thing I was talking about again?
Leptospirosis.
Leptospirosis.
Yep.
We've been talking about the body of your work as a veterinarian and the two other doctors that you employ and have, and you do the scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we were talking about what's trending, and you said upper respiratory.
Right.
So now we have about 10 minutes left of our program today, and the world is your oyster.
All right. How about we talk about rabies?
Ooh, I love when you say that, like, wow, let's go shopping. Shoes, let's talk about shoes. Rabies. I want to tell our listeners, Dr. Kara Tennant really is so into her work and bugs and diseases and being able to identify them, that it's really so, it's infectious. We love having you on. So rabies.
It makes everyone want to learn about infectious disease.
No, I mean, it's something that we live with, so we need to know about
it.
Oh,
rabies.
It's nothing worse than feeling like that's a four-letter word.
Rabies is bad. And we are really, really lucky here in the U.S. because we have a rabies vaccine that's incredibly effective. And our population overall is really well educated. And so they actually do, you know, vaccinate their pets. If you go to a lot of these third world countries, it is one of the leading killers of people. And rabies is such a cool and devastating virus. And it's only mammals can get it. So birds can't get it, which is very cool. Reptiles can't get it. Just mammals. And the virus is transmitted through the saliva of the animal. So if you have a fox that you saw midday, you know, we don't normally see foxes in the day, and he's dead, and your dog decides he's going to go over and chew on a leg. Well, his risk, yes, he does have a risk, absolutely, but the risk is going to be transmitted through the saliva and also through the spinal fluid. So if he doesn't have any contact with that, then, you know, then we're probably pretty good. But because rabies kills as soon as, you know, we have no treatment for it, then, you know, the county, the state, everyone gets really worked up about it. And so it's really, really important to keep your pets vaccinated. And also in Shasta County, cats and dogs are legally required to be vaccinated. And it's
really,
and it's because of the public health risk. It's because that if we are exposed to it and we show clinical signs, there's no way to treat it. There have been, I think, maybe two documented cases that have actually survived, but it is almost 100% mortality. It's no joke.
There was a movie that had Glenn Ford in it. Do you remember that movie? And he was bit by a dog, and he went through the desert. I don't know what it was. It was a Western, and he ended up, you know, the rabies thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, pretty hardcore. But
so, and Cujo. Everybody knows about
yeah.
Cujo.
Yeah. Stephen King, thank you for that. Okay, so my question is then, I'm sorry if it sounds ignorant, but has there been a rabies outbreak in Redding?
No. And we don't see a lot of cases of rabies in California. Thank goodness. Because we vaccinate our pets. And I think the county and animal control is really on top of it. When I lived in Virginia, we did see cases of rabies. And we saw what happened. It would be like a little kitten that someone found on the side of the road,
right,
and would bring into their vet. And then we would all examine the kitten and say, mm-hmm, oh, maybe has meningitis. And then said the kitten to the neurologist. And turns out that little kitten has rabies. So that means that everybody who touched that kitten needs post-exposure rabies vaccines. And you don't think, oh, how can that kitten? I mean,
right,
that kitten can't have rabies. That's impossible.
That kitten can't kill me.
Right. And it can. and so in the state of California, we vaccinate anywhere between 12 and 16 weeks of age. So that's 3 to 4 months. Everyone thinks that's really, you know, it's really, really young, but you know, that's the law. And that vaccine is really, really effective. You wait until your dog is 6 months old, you can get in big trouble for that. The other cool thing about this virus is that it takes 10 days from a exposure to die. With it for an animal to die within that time. Or so say you're bitten by a dog and you find out that that dog died. You were bitten 2 weeks ago and that dog died yesterday and he tested positive for rabies. The cool thing is because that dog, you were bitten 2 weeks ago and he died, you know, 13 days ago,
mm-hmm,
he did not have rabies in his saliva at the time that he bit you. Now, if he bit you a week ago and then he died yesterday from rabies, oh, you're at risk big time. So that's why dog bites are reportable. That's why if you go to the hospital because you're bitten by a dog, they report it. And they're required to report it. They're legally required to report it. And if that dog has not been vaccinated, then animal control gets feisty. That you get fined. Your dog has to be in quarantine. Same with the cat. It goes for cats, too. And it can be really, really scary. I mean, nobody wants to get post-exposure rabies vaccines. They're very expensive. They don't feel great.
I can imagine it's quite lengthy for a human. I thought it was like, it's not just one shot. There's a series, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And you, yeah, somebody, a caller came in and what was that? If you knew somebody, was it just like somebody just said, do you know another vet?
I don't know her.
Okay. Huh. Hollister?
Not off the top of my head. But
holistic, right.
So the thing about vaccinating and over vaccinating, there are a lot of people who believe that you can over vaccinate your pet and that can cause a lot of autoimmune disease. And yes, some of that can be true, just like in people. But vaccines are what save them, you know. So now when I'm talking to somebody about vaccines, we talk about that animal's lifestyle, and then we together, the client and I, talk about what their pet is at risk for and what vaccines he needs. He needs rabies. Absolutely. The only time you cannot get rabies is if your dog has a medical condition that the rabies vaccine will kill him. So autoimmune hemolytic anemia, immune-mediated thrombocytopenia, cancer. I mean, rabies is not going to kill a dog with cancer, but you're already immunosuppressed. The immune system's already compromised. So that might be something. But and your vet will have to write a letter stating that to the state of California. But giving five vaccines at once, not a very good idea. So we always talk about that. We talk about the kennel cough vaccine. Is your dog at risk? Is your dog around other dogs? If not, then, you know, maybe he doesn't need it. Do all vaccines cause autoimmune disease? It's very rare, but it's possible. But if you go online and you just search vaccinating your pets, yeah, there are going to be a lot of people who believe that it's bad for your pets. But I'm not in that camp. I'm in the camp that I've seen animals who are not vaccinated who die. And so I believe in the vaccines. I believe in the lifestyle. I don't give I don't give a vaccine if I don't believe that pet needs it. But the owner and I discussed that together. And so they don't leave the practice, or they don't leave the hospital thinking, oh gosh, you know, that vet just forced me to give 5 vaccines.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah. I think that's a good explanation, and that's how you handle your practice,
right.
Is let's come in and let's figure out something together. And no, I don't think you should do this vaccine, and here's the reason why. And if, you know, it's not just, it's just not down the line like everybody is the same.
Right.
The same. Every dog is the same.
Right. And there are titers you can do. So, you know, when your dog gets older, and sometimes, especially something like a distemper titer, you know, when we do titers, I mean, these vaccines can be protective for 5-7 years. We give them every 3 years, but they can be protective for longer than that. So some people will choose to do the titer. Now, a lot of people don't do it because it costs, you know, $20 for a vaccine, and it costs $120 for the titer. But that option is there so that we can show that, yes, your pet is protected, we don't have to vaccinate. And
a titer is?
It's a blood test that goes out to the lab, and they actually test the antibody level to prove that that vaccine is still there and still protecting your pet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a good – there you go. I mean, if
there,
you, know, you love your pet like your child, it's a great option.
Yeah.
Dr. Kara Tennant has been our guest today. We're so happy to have you here. I always learn so much from you, and I know a lot of people are listening and are thinking about, you know, we've got the spring coming up, and the, we think so because it's like sunny and then it's raining, but that's all right. So Care Animal Hospital, located on the top of Hilltop.
That's right.
The very end of Hilltop, right close to Lake, but you're right where the car wash is.
That's right.
And what's that exact address?
It's 20 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, 20 Hilltop.
Yeah.
20, literally at the top of Hilltop.
At the top.
And your office hours are?
Monday through Friday, we're open from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're open from 8 to 12.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend, everybody. And thank you again for listening to us here on KCNR 1460. And hopefully Monday you'll hear Carl got his turkey. Have a great weekend. But I
won't back down. Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
This presidential election in France.
Weighing in on a foreign country's election, the president said the people of France will not take much more of this. He was referring to Thursday's terrorist attack in Paris that left one police officer dead. On Twitter, the president wrote that the latest attack in France will have a big effect on voters when they go to the polls on Sunday.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Mr. Trump is also dismissing as ridiculous the 100-day benchmark that's often used to gauge the effectiveness of a new administration. The Belgian Interior Minister denies ISIS claims that the man who attacked